Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Floyd Bannister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Lenteen. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting fifth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Lenteen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht takes first base on ball four. Stein moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a fly ball into left field. Lenteen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Pachyoruk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stein moves to second. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stein bunts towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stein for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a line drive towards first. Wackenfuss catches it and throws to second to double up Simpson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister fires to first and has Brookins trapped. There's the throw to Anderson, who tags Brookins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. Poppy hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paciorek. Lentine reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell bunts towards first. Bock scoops it up and throws to first, with Stein covering, for the out. Lentine moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stein hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stegman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Paciorek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters pinch runs for Duffy Dyer. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 2 in the game. Poppy takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Lou Whitaker pinch runs for Stan Poppy. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lentine bunts towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Seattle Mariners, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.